Social Blend is in partnership with Goalie Gummies. It's simple, it's delicious, it's Goalie. Hello, everyone, and welcome to an all-new episode of Social Blend. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I have a very special guest with us. I have a business owner and a newly made mother, Gianna, with us today of Silver Spear Holistic Wellness Studios. Hello, Gianna.
Hi there. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming on. We were just talking before we started this that you have not been on this podcast since 2019 and how so much has changed in those past 4 years. And we are going to talk about it today.
I am so excited to dive into all of the things. And like you said, we were just talking and I can't believe actually how much has happened since then. So yeah, I'm very excited to be here. Thank you.
It's crazy. I didn't even realize that, but I'm very excited for you. We have known each other. I don't know if people know this. We've known each other literally since we were children. Like, I don't even know an age, but we've known each other all of our lives.
So it was really special to like be here together. Like,
after likewise. All. Yeah. Yes. And it's such a blessing to like, you know, still have that connection all these years later. I feel like a lot of people grow out of spaces and grow out of friendships. Mm-hmm. And even though we don't see each other all the time, it's, you know, every time we see each other, it's like we go right back to where we left off.
And I feel like we've even like evolved in a sense because of like how we're able to connect now with like our businesses. And yeah, it's just been like really special to see like from when we were children and, you know, making videos and how we kind of like how we've grown and how it still feels really natural and fun to be together.
Yeah, that's another thing. I do have a video. Whose birthday was it? And I was posting and I found these videos of us when we would do the YouTube videos, and I have them on private now, but I could see them and I was like, these were so funny. And we thought we made like magic. We thought we were gonna be on like the top of YouTube, like hosting every award show.
I love it. I love the confidence
and just like the innocence. Like, we were just having the best time ever. I loved it so much. One was like, I forgot what song it was, but it had like, it was like drinking involved in the video, and we're like using like water, like glasses. Yes. I loved it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, so you are here today to discuss a lot. First of all, congratulations again. You are a mother. Let's discuss that a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'd love to go back a little bit and share some backstory. Maybe I can start with talking about my cancer journey, if that's okay. It's probably a deep place to start, but
let's start.
All right. Yeah. So it was actually a little after our podcast episode we recorded in 2019, and then 2020 came, and in February I was diagnosed with breast cancer, and that was in the midst of the pandemic. So, you know, COVID was here, and it was just a really scary time, I would say, for the entire world, really. And then on top of that, being diagnosed with cancer, it was like this double whammy. Right. And so I had chemo and radiation and surgery, hormonal therapy, and my treatments were for about a year, I would say. I am cancer free now, which is super exciting, and I'm very blessed and grateful.
A blessing. Yeah.
But that's kind of where I like to start when I talk about my pregnancy, because before I started chemotherapy, my oncologist recommended perhaps freezing my eggs, because they can't really guarantee after doing chemo if, you know, if I would have been able to get pregnant. Wow. And I had another conversation with my surgeon, and she was kind of against it. Like, hey, I if this was my own daughter, I wouldn't suggest going into another doctor's office at this time because of COVID. Right. And nobody really knew how severe, you know, COVID was at this time. And so it sounded riskier to to do that rather than to just get the treatments that I needed done right. as soon as possible. And so this is something that I struggled with and was really heartbroken about, because like having children, of course, I wasn't thinking about it at 19.
I know, as no one should, like you should just be enjoying your life. Like,
Yeah, absolutely. So I wasn't, my head wasn't there, but I knew that I, like in my heart, I would have loved to have children mm-hmm. at some point. Like, I feel like I'm a very nurturing, just very motherly, you know.
Always,
always. And so that's something I knew that I would have wanted at some point. And I kind of just decided, okay, I'm going to pray about it. And I asked God, if I'm meant to have a baby, then, you know, God will give me a baby. And that's kind of where I left it. And I went right into my treatments and I didn't really have much time to mm-hmm. think about it. It was just kind of like, okay, this is like an advanced cancer, so let's get the ball moving here.
So you didn't freeze your eggs?
No.
Wow. Oh my. Yeah. Okay. So this is a blessing. Wow.
I have chills every time I tell this story, but so I really didn't know if I would even be able to have children. I mean, I am very young, so that was like, you know, my age was in my favor there with like the possibility of being able to have kids. But still, for me, I was just kind of like, well, that's why people freeze their eggs, because mm-hmm. there is a chance that, like, you know, maybe you can't. And so that was always in the back of my mind and something that I was nervous about and had conversations with my partner about. Because, you know, it's not just me. I'm with this person right. that I want to spend the rest of my life with. So these are conversations that are, you know, that had to happen. You know, it wasn't just me, you know, that I had to consider. So then 2020, I finished all of my treatments. I began working with a life coach, and that changed my life. That was something that I was really craving while I was going through all of my treatments. And I had tried working with a social worker, and at that time, it's just something that wasn't resonating with me. Right. Now I work with a therapist and a coach, so the combination is beautiful. But at the time, I just was looking for something a bit more holistic, a bit more spiritual, because that's right. just what time.
And I feel like with a therapist, it's very heavy at times. Yeah. And I feel like you needed someone to move you along through life as to stopping in periods of your life.
Yes. And that's exactly what it was that I was looking for. I just was looking for just some accountability to like move forward, you know, hold space for what I was going through and what I was feeling, but also like, okay, let's move forward here. Mm-hmm. And so that's when I decided, I really love this. I love this work. I love the way that my life is transformed from this work. And I decided to attend the Institute of Integrative Nutrition to become a certified health coach. And I began working with women through online coaching, which was really beautiful. And I did that for about a year. And I loved it. So just giving some backstory here, flash forward a little bit. Let's see,
2023, so 2021. No, I know, that's me too.
I love it. So 2021, my partner and I were actually working at a hotel in Long Branch together. And at this time, we also lived in our own apartment. And again, I had this idea in my head that like, I don't even think I might not even be able to have children. So it wasn't even a thought in my mind that like I could get pregnant. And then I started noticing some shifts in my body and noticing like, I was used to this feeling because I had been on hormonal therapy, with my cancer. And so like the feeling was very familiar in my body that it was like a hormonal shift kind of going on. And I'm like, okay, this is interesting. And I was like, and I'm never that one to jump and go take a pregnancy test.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just not that person. I'm like, yeah, it's very unlikely, you know? And this time was like really different. I kind of right. just like knew, and I was like, okay, this is, yeah, I very, you know, I didn't think that I could be, but at the same time, it was just a different feeling than I'd ever felt mm-hmm. before. Like, let me go take a test. And so I did. And it came back positive, and I was pregnant. And so it was a big shock because it wasn't something that was necessarily planned, at least not at that time. And something I wasn't sure if I'd even be able to do. But yeah, I found out I was pregnant, and it was just like a miracle almost, it felt like. So
oh,
I just,
definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like one of the biggest blessings. And I remember feeling really scared and like, oh my goodness, can I do this? But overall, the feeling was like, wow, like, you know, God answered my prayers here.
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's kind of the story, like leading up to my pregnancy. And then I gave birth on October 31st to my little Halloween baby, which is so funny. My doctors were like, okay, like he's going to be born October 28th. I was like, oh, cool. Halloween baby. I'm like, he might actually be born on Halloween. And I'm like,
yeah,
he's going to be born during on Halloween. And I just like had it in my mind that he was going to be. And even like the whole month of October, I was like, I was doing like the Inktober challenge. So I'm like making drawings and I'm drawing Grayson in my womb and I'm drawing like me like in like with little Halloween drawings. And I'm like, he's going to be a Halloween baby. Oh. And then, you know, funnily enough, he was born on Halloween.
I always, even now to this day, I'm always like envious of people born on Halloween. Cause I'm like, what a great day. Like you have a party, you could like,
yeah. Yeah. And you know, it's so funny because like my mom and my partner's mom were both just like, no, please don't, you know, we don't want to born on Halloween. Like, you know.
Yeah. And like spiritual and religious. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, it'd be fun. You know, like every year you get a parade on your birthday in elementary school. What fun is that? I'm like,
yeah, I always feel like when it comes to that, like the religious part of it, I always just say like, if you don't think of it in that sense, then it won't be like that. Like, you know, like,
yeah, I'm like,
but now in your family, it's his birthday that
right,
day.
And it's a beautiful day. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, that was the kind of a story backstory about my pregnancy. However, during my pregnancy, this was also the time when I decided that I wanted to open up a physical space for my business.
Yeah.
It was probably during my first trimester. I was feeling really sick. And at this time, my partner and I actually left our job. And it was a really scary time because, you know, we were living on our own. We had bills to pay. And now I'm pregnant. So it's like, who in their right minds, right?
Yeah.
leaves their jobs. And we did. And it ended up being like the biggest blessing in disguise. I remember my partner saying to me, like, because we were like about to walk out on this job, and I've never done that. That's not really my style. I'm the give my 2 weeks kind of gal, and he was just kind of like, just the circumstances that were happening at work were just kind of not great, considering I was pregnant.
Yeah.
Just not the environment that we wanted to be in. And he looked at me and he was like, do you trust me? And I remember having tears in my eyes, just crying. And I'm like, I shouldn't, but I do. And we left.
Wow. That's amazing though. Cause I also feel like you knew what was going to come. Like I feel like you knew you needed a change almost. You wanted to have your own company.
Yeah.
You've been doing this for such a long time. And I think you were ready for that next step. And I honestly think you needed a push and God was there to be like, yeah, let's do this.
Yeah. Like go here. Okay.
Yes.
You don't need to know the why right now. Like,
yes. Yeah. Yeah. Oh my, that's incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. So then, you know, we left our job and I was kind of in this funk because I'm like, oh my God, I'm pregnant. What the fuck did we just do? You know, and I was like super nauseous and throwing up, you know, first trimester things. And I just had this like urge to go take a yoga class. It had been so long that I had actually stepped foot into a yoga studio because I was so nervous so long. Hence also why I didn't go back to the spa and I worked at a hotel for a while because I was nervous to touch people and be around people after all my treatments and COVID. I just was like completely nervous. like very freaked out for a very long time.
Yeah.
And so I was like, you know what, go take a yoga class. And I did. And I remember leaving class with like this very strong feeling and desire to open up my own space. And I had considered it in the past when I first started doing yoga. I remember my first teacher, she just inspired me so much. And she's the reason why I wanted to become an instructor and one day open up my own studio. But I just didn't feel like the time was ever right before this. So I thought it was maybe like a 10-year vision, you know, something that was going to happen much later. And I remember leaving class and I just was like, okay, I'm going to open up my own space. And it was funny because I'm having these thoughts coming in and I'm kind of like, gee, what are you doing? Like, what are you talking about right now?
Right, yeah.
You're pregnant. You just left your job. You have bills to pay. Like, what are you doing right now? You know, like, I feel like anyone else like looking in might've been like, is she okay right
is
now?
Is she okay?
Like just keeping it real. Like it, I'm like, I'm glad that I did what I did, but looking back, girl, you were.
Yeah, no, but that's what makes it so incredible that like you knew there was all this going on and there was just something in you saying like, no, I think I'm ready for this.
Yeah. Oh, and God. So I got home. I remember I was like, my partner was home. I was like, okay, I'm opening up a wellness studio. And he's like, okay, great. Perfect. You know? And I'm like, and I hop on my computer and now I'm looking up places to rent and like commercial spaces to rent. And I found this one space and I had just changed my business name to Silver Spirit. Mm-hmm. And I found a place in Little Silver. And I'm like, okay, this is like
sign.
Kind of divine, you know? So, and mind you, like while I'm going onto the computer, like I'm feeling as if it's not really me, you know, I feel like it's almost as if like God is working through me and telling me go here. And it was just like such an incredible urge that like, it didn't really feel like me, if that makes sense.
Right.
And so I called up the realtor. I'm like, you know, little G, I'm like, hello, I'd love to visit this space. It makes me laugh because I'm like, oh my goodness, you know, yeah. But, and I went and I stepped, as soon as I stepped foot inside of this space, and mind you, it was crazy. It was a dentist office previously. There was this crazy carpet on the floor and it looked like a little maze when you came in. There was a bunch of little cubicles for each of the dentist's little rooms. And I just was like, I didn't care. I just remember stepping inside and feeling the energy of the space and just dropping right in and saying like, this is for me. Yeah, like this is for me. And
wow.
I looked the realtor and the owner in the eyes and was like, okay, how do we move forward here?
Yeah.
And it was funny. The owner even said to me, you know, I was looking for a wellness person. That's what I really wanted in this space. And they had just posted this listing, like almost as I believe it was either like the day that I went on to look that the listing was posted or maybe a few days prior. And he was like, I wanted a wellness person here. I'm telling the realtor, you know, I really want a wellness person here.
Wow.
And the realtor was like, how am I, you know, like, I'll see what I can do, but how am I gonna make this happen?
Mm-hmm.
And then I called and I walked in and they were like, this is perfect. There were a bunch of other complimentary businesses around. There was a massage therapist upstairs. There's a Pilates studio. There's a hair salon. So there are so many complimentary businesses that were also in the plaza. So it was a really, really beautiful addition. And so I looked the owner and the realtor in the eyes and I was like, okay, how do we move forward here? And I can't remember the exact steps and everything that we did. It's been like several months since, but I left that day and was like, what did I just do? Like, okay, like now, like, you know what I mean? Like now.
Okay, how am I paying for this?
How am I doing this? You know? And so, yeah, I didn't necessarily know how, but each step of the way I was able to figure it out. And God provided me with all of the steps without me ever even knowing what they were, if that makes sense.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. No,
that makes complete sense. It's always like that. Once that's why I anything that happens in my life and when things are like crazy, like a roller coaster, I'm like, no, this is meant to happen. Like this is how it's supposed to be.
Yeah. Yeah. And it can be really hard to see that sometimes, especially in the thick of it. You know, talking about it in hindsight now, it's like, of course, that's exactly where I was meant to be at that time, even when things were really hard.
Yeah.
They were. But now I'm able to see, okay, that's exactly how it was meant to happen. But sometimes when we're going through it, it can feel like, oh my God, yes. What is going on? You know, what is happening?
Self-doubt, loneliness, confusion. Yeah. Of course. Yeah.
All of those things do creep in. So I don't want to ever put on this facade that everything was just the entire time and everything was just divine and so beautiful and
perfect.
And here I am and now I have this great studio. It's
like a star is born. there were obstacles, like I'm crying every day. Like
yes. A lot of tears, it wasn't easy, but overall, I am very blessed and really grateful for everything, happened.
Okay, stop right there. You know what I'm about to say, and you know what I'm about to spew, and it's all the truth. Goalie Gummy is that gummy. Goalie does so much for our bodies. They help with immune health, heart health, energy metabolism. Don't forget digestion, which is my favorite for the apple cider vinegar. But Goalie has now expanded into so much more. They have the ashwagandha gummies, the sleep gummies, the super fruit gummies, the super green gummies, which are my favorite. And they now have like a multivitamin. They have an energizer. So Goalie is so much more than just the apple cider vinegar that it once was. I want to help you be a part of our family at Goalie Gummies. So today, if you go to goalie.com and use my promo code GSTILLWELL at checkout, which is GSTILLWELL at checkout, you will get a percentage off. Now, here's the catch. Follow me on Instagram at GeorgeStillwell_, and I will post weekly on a percentage that you could get off your Goalie gummies. It could be 5%, 10%, 20%, 30% or more. So you have to follow me to get these fun deals, but you will always get at least 10% off with my code. So run, don't walk, as I always say, and get your Goalie gummies today.
I'd love to pause there because I'm like, that was just, I was talking for like.
Yeah, no, it's fine. Great. No, it was perfect. Oh my gosh. You gave, and also like I was telling Gianna before we started this, I was like, okay, I'm going to talk about this. You got everything. You memorized everything. You're like, we're going to discuss that. But so now let's fast forward, right?
Yeah. Yes.
And you are here. Oh wait, something just popped up. Okay. You are here in the now, from birthing a baby and juggling a business. You are like Wonder Woman. You are doing it all. How do you do it? How do you take time throughout the day to be like, let me breathe.
that's how I do it, right?
Yeah.
Taking that moment. It has been a lot, and especially running a business, there are so many moving parts. Mm-hmm. And I have to say that I was able to get a lot of the groundwork done while I was pregnant, which was super helpful. So it's not like I'm kind of scrambling with baby and trying to get things like started, I was getting those things started during my pregnancy. So now once I had Grayson, it was more so like, okay, the doors are now open and, just letting people know, hey, I'm here. Hey, I've got these offerings and everything is in its place.
Okay.
Whereas during my pregnancy, it was a lot of like paperwork and, and permits and renovations and, you know, phone sales and just so many different things, like software training, and I can't even, like, the hiring, right? Like, the list.
Yes.
And so I'm super happy that the timing of it really was perfect, because I was able to get all of those things done before baby. So then when Grayson was born, I had a good month, I want to say a good month before the renovations were complete and we were ready to open the doors. So I'm so grateful for that time, because I was able to be so present with Grayson without worrying, like, oh, I should be at the studio, I should be doing more in my business right now. When really it was like, everything was in its place and I just was waiting for doors to open. So there wasn't much for me to really be doing besides, like, you know, some marketing things here and there, which I'd been doing my entire pregnancy. So it's like, I was able to really just be present with my baby, which was beautiful. I thought that maybe I would open the studio before he was born, which was originally what I wanted. And I'm so glad that that didn't happen.
I couldn't agree more.
Right. I'm like, I can see why, like, it just wasn't meant to be that way, because it would have been, it would have been really chaotic.
Definitely overwhelming.
It would have been
overwhelming.
So I'm grateful the way that it happened. And I'm kind of forgetting the question, but I'm just on a little tangent here.
That was it. How did you do it?
And then and then we opened December 12th, and it was a beautiful, it was just a soft opening. So I'm waiting to do the grand opening, hopefully in May. I just wanted my treatment room and the boutique portion of my studio to be set up before doing a grand opening. So we've been just doing like yoga classes and workshops right now, which have been really, really great. So yeah, managing mom life and business life. I am very grateful for my team of instructors at the studio. They are everything. They are so supportive and loving, and knew exactly kind of what they were signing up for, like with at a starter studio. They knew that, like, okay, this kind of thing takes a little bit of time. They understood that I'm a new mom, and we're always offering, like, if you need extra hands, like, we're here. If you need anything, let us know. And that was just so supportive, and I'm grateful every day that I have that kind of team, where they're very understanding and understand that I am juggling a few different things right now.
That's very important. And the fact that you got that is incredible.
Yeah, it is really incredible. It takes a little bit of, like, the pressure off to be everything and perfect, right? Like, I don't feel I have to be perfect with them, which makes me feel really human.
Definitely.
And another thing that's really helpful is that I chose to move back in with my parents. My partner and I both live here with Grayson, and it's a really supportive environment where my mom will watch Grayson when I'm at the studio. So it allows me to balance both without, you know, feeling like, how the heck am I supposed to do this?
Yeah.
I'm able to be very grounded. And I would say, like, that's kind of how I am able to manage both, is like, since I live here, it's even if I just need a minute for myself, I'm able to say, like, okay, hey mom, like, I'm up to here right now.
Right. Yeah.
So I can go take a few deep breaths.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Or like, so I can go take a shower, because I do feel that, if I were living on my own right now, even with just my partner, it would just be really, it would be so much harder than it already is. Even with support, it can still feel really hard sometimes. I think being business owner and mom is like, okay, am I doing enough? And am I doing enough in each area, right? Like, am I showing up enough in my business, or am I showing up enough as mom? And so knowing that I'm in an environment where so many people love Grayson, I know that, like, okay, if I'm at the studio, like, he's being cared for and he's being taken care of. And that alleviates a lot of pressure too. So yeah. It's not like having to find a babysitter and having to kind of go that route. So I'm very blessed and I'm very grateful for that. I would say that I give that, that I would say that's the number one reason why I'm able to handle both.
Yeah, no, that's incredible. And again, another thing that's so important is like, especially like your parents to be around and to help out like that, because it is hard. Even if you didn't have the business, it's still hard on a mother. Like you still need your time to focus on you, even though of course you have a baby, you're still your own person. So
I've been trying not to like lose sight of me too. And I feel like I did a lot of preparing before having Grayson, like a lot of this inner work of like, who do I really want to be and how do I want to show up as his mom? And I knew I wanted to be really present in the times that I do spend with him. So even if I am at the studio for a few hours, you know, that's kind of my time to work in my business, maybe take a few minutes to myself to breathe and to move my body, you know, do things that feel good for me and really nourishing for me. And then when I come home, I'm able to just be fully present and less stressed. And when I'm taken care of, I'm able to take better care of him. Yeah. So that is a lot of the preparation that I did before having him. It's still not the easiest thing I've ever done.
By any means. You're doing a great job at it, as we could see. Thank you. And you're incredible. That's why I'm like, you are superwoman.
Thank you.
Okay, so my next question for you is, how did you get started into the world of yoga and skincare and just like self-awareness and self-care?
Yeah, so I began taking yoga in, I believe I was 15 years old, 14 or 15. I started in high school. And at that time, I was considering seeing a therapist. And again, it just wasn't my time to go there. And I considered, okay, I think my parents were like leaning towards like, let's go to therapy. Like maybe therapy would be good for you. You know? And I kind of was like, can I just do yoga? Like, can I just go to yoga and see how it goes?
Right. Yeah. You know?
And I remember taking my very first class and just feeling this sense of wholeness, like within my body and just super connected to nature and to myself. And I remember like the things that my teacher would say in class and just how much they resonated with me. And that's kind of where I began learning about non-attachment. And that's kind of where things started for me, with like the self, just starting to get a little bit getting curious around my mind, the inner workings of my mind and growing my awareness, that kind of thing. And after, you know, taking those classes, I knew that I would love to be able to offer this to people, to share this because I've gained so much from it. And so after I graduated high school, I got my certification, my 200-hour certification. And at the same time, I was also finishing up esthetician school. So I was getting my esthetician license. And prior to that, I knew that I wasn't going to go through with the traditional, you know, go to college for 4 years, graduate, get a 9-to-5 job, and, you know, work for the pension and benefits. And I just knew that wasn't me. I also was playing gigs. I was playing a lot of gigs at this time, like pretty much every weekend. And I wanted to pursue my music or just see what could happen, you know? And I released an album at that time. So I really was just following my heart and what Gianna wanted to do. Right, and I kind of let all of the other noise, just, I canceled out all the other noise of what I should be doing. And I put that in quotes. You can't see me, but I'm using air quotes here. So I just let go of what I should be doing, and I just did what I wanted. And I also have always been very nurturing. I mentioned that before. And I knew that skincare was something that I could do that would feel really fulfilling to me. Just making other women feel really good about themselves. I love the touch aspect of skincare. It makes people feel really held and supported and loved. And of course it helps with with their skin, with their self-image and how they see themselves in the mirror, and like beauty from the inside out. So, and it's funny because all of these things were things that I really loved, like in childhood. I remember, and the skincare line that I work with now is an organic, natural skincare line rooted in herbalism. And so when I was younger, I remember my best friend and I, we would make all of these like concoctions in the backyard with like the leaves and the mud and the and we would, like mix all you know, like mix all these things together with flowers, and we loved doing that. And it just is like, it's something that just is so ingrained in my brain, because it's like, oh wow, I've always loved this, you know, in
yes.
some
and that is crazy, because like recently I thought about that too with myself. I'm like, wow, we've always been the same. We just evolved, like you were saying earlier. Like the way we are as a child really does resemble how we're gonna, or who we're gonna become at the end.
Yeah.
And it's
yeah.
so crazy that you say that like you've been doing that since you're a kid. Now you're like, oh my God, like here I am
but
doing
I do.
it.
Yeah, it's that. And then I also like, I love to play spa as a kid, like same with my friend.
Yes.
I would like put the hot towels in the microwave.
Yeah.
And you know, the little cucumbers on the eyes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love playing spa. I also loved playing school. I loved teaching. So even though I'm not a school teacher, I teach yoga. So it's like in some capacity, I'm doing all of those things that I really loved as a child, and just, like you said, like in a more evolved way. And same with music. I've always been very passionate about music, and I still am. And I actually began to incorporate singing into my yoga classes. So I've really found a way to incorporate all of the things that I love and, you know, bring it to one place, which is why Soul to Spirit is so special. And yeah, it's just all of my loves in one space.
I love it. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Especially
you.
That with the music too, like how you add that with your business as something you always love to do. So that's just, it's really amazing. It really is.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. So I think, you know, anyone who's ever stuck or wondering like what should I be doing, or you know, just, I think the idea of like what you're going to do for the rest of your life can be very daunting.
Yeah.
And so I think going, like looking back at like childhood, what did you really enjoy as a child, was really helpful for me in knowing like what I wanted to do and knowing that I would really be happy doing it.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to touch on that. So thank you for holding
that. Yeah, of course. Also, I was going to say, like, even during the pandemic, I mean, like it was sad because like we couldn't see each other because of your diagnosis. You didn't want to, you know, really, you know, it was very, what's the term? Like you were easily, your immune system was not okay. Right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you were doing the morning yogas.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
You're incredible. Yeah. I'm not a morning person, but I think I did like two, maybe.
Yeah.
Three.
You
do
it. Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm like miserable, like on the other side. I'm like, not me like doing this. But I love yoga. For me, it's very similar to you. With therapy and stuff like that, it just wasn't my time. And so yoga did help me a lot. I haven't done it, sadly, in almost like a year, only just because like life gets in the way. But I do like Pilates, I work out. So I do
some
that
kind of movement there. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
stagnant energy.
Yes, but yoga was always that thing that, like, you just walk down, you're like, I'm zen, like nothing could faze me, because I'm that kind of I go from 0 to 100. So having yoga in my life, like, I went from 0 to 1 and I was like, this is incredible. Oh my God, who am I? But yeah, that's incredible. But so now with your business, we spoke about before, we spoke about during, and now it's open. You have a soft opening. Like you said, you're going to do a grand opening. So what does your studio offer?
Yep.
You could tell everyone here. And then we'll discuss, like, where can you go? Where can they find you?
Beautiful.
Stuff like that.
Yeah. So right now we are offering yoga classes and workshops. We have several different styles of yoga on our weekly schedule, from Hatha yoga, Vinyasa. We have gentle yoga, restorative. We have a beautiful gentle yoga class with crystal singing bowls. And then we recently just added a new class to the schedule called Soma and Soul, which is an amazing class where we encourage intuitive movement and listening to your body, stepping out of the mind into the body and just moving in a way that just feels really, really good. And then we journal and we share at the end. So we have something for everybody. And the workshops on the schedule this month, this Saturday, which if it's already going to be posted, then I'm not sure you guys will catch that one. But we have about like 3 to 4 workshops on the schedule right now a month. And those are really, really beautiful. And I will be offering whole plant facials, which is just like a very ritualistic approach to skincare. And I'm so excited to be offering these facials, hopefully this month or next. I'm just waiting for my inspection, you know, behind the scenes things. And so that's why I'm waiting to do the grand opening for May. So that way, you know, I'm able to offer all of these things. And then my other offering is coaching. So I have a one-to-one container. I'm not currently taking on any clients as of right now, but if you are interested, you can always DM me and I'll put you on a wait list. So that way, when I am ready to offer, then I can reach out to you and let you know. But yeah, those are our offerings. And you can find me at Silver Spirit NJ on Instagram and Facebook. And on our website, if you'd like to check out our offerings in further detail, it's silverspiritnj.com.
Love that. And then do you still do the bundles where, like, if you do like 5 classes or?
Yeah. So we have,
okay.
Yeah. So we have, there's option for a drop-in. There is a 5, 10, and 20 class pack. And then there's a new student special. So if you are new to the studio, it's $85 for the month of unlimited classes, and you can take classes as many times as you'd like. So it's it's a really great option for those of you who are looking to try out all the classes, all the instructors, see what really is resonating with you, you know, before deciding to do an unlimited membership if they'd like, or, you know, maybe a class pack if that's
that better. Is incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I think I'm going to have to get that facial. I love anything like skincare. I am like,
yeah,
like, I'm that person that freaks out every single day about my skin. Like, I became vegan because, like, I watched a documentary, but also I want everlasting skin. I want, like, you know, a clean whole body, you know, like stuff like that. So anything with skin, that's incredible.
Yes. I can't have you, and actually, you know, I can't wait for you to step into the space and get to see it.
I can't wait. I've seen videos, stuff like that, but I can't wait to be there in person. And just, I know the energy is just incredible in there. Yeah. You should have a sign, Zen only, please.
Right. I love it.
All right. Is there anything else you want to share? Your address. It's 314 Willow Drive, Little Silver.
Willow Drive, Little Silver, New Jersey. And the zip is 07739.
Awesome. And again, it is Silver Spirit Holistic Wellness Studio. I'm so happy you came here today. I love you so much. And everything you're doing is just incredible. I'm on the sidelines cheering you on. I'm like that TikTok where, like, who is it? Like the Cars video.
I love
and
it.
They're
I love
like, it. Yeah. So I love you so much. And again, you're incredible. Thank you so much for coming on. Do you have anything else to say? Oh, wait, I didn't do my quote of the week.
Oh, yes, please do.
Okay, so I always have a quote of the week. Lately, I just feel like I follow astrology. So lately, the placements of the astrology circle have been chaotic. So I feel like I've been easily triggered at things. So the quote of the week is, don't let the behavior of others destroy your inner peace. And that's from the Dalai Lama. That resonated with me because I just felt like lately things have been chaotic in everyone's world, and with like the time change, and I don't know, there's just so much going on. So hopefully soon we could have outer peace, but for now, my inner peace, I need to focus on that.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Beautiful quote. That was perfect for our episode today.
So I don't know if this is going to be two parts or one part. If it's one part, great. If it's two part, I'll send you another check. Okay.
Thank you all so much for listening in and listening to my story. And Georgie, I love you. And thank you so much for having me on.
I love you so much. I will talk to you soon. Okay. Bye.